Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Friday, the 30th of September. Thank God it is Friday and the end of the quarter, the end of the month. And for the day, the index fell on the ASX 200, that is 81 points. Nasty old day, really, down 1.23%, closing down at 6,474.2. It was a day of rebalancing and banks very much on the nose today. We had an open of 65.63.2, which was our high of the day, and a low of 64.60.6. Just to put some perspective around the numbers today, for the week, the ASX 200 is down around 100 points. And for the quarter, this is since the end of financial year, the ASX 200 is down 93 points. Anyone would think we're in a bear market, but we are down 93 points. We've had the summer rally, or the Northern Hemisphere summer rally anyway, followed by reality bites in September. But only 93 points for all that effort difference between the end of June and the end of September. Some rebalancing taking place today ahead of the long weekend in New South Wales, so markets will be quieter on Monday. There's also a week-long golden holiday in China as well, so that takes them out of the equation too. But banks were well and truly on the nose today. That was the pressure point in the market. Big falls, the big bank basket down to 162.95. Something that I wrote about and talked about was my surprise, given that all the negativity in September, that the banking or the big bank basket that I track was only down a couple of dollars. Well, that has now changed. 162.95 down 2.4%. Macquarie continue to fall back, and they were down 4.2% today, back down to $152.74. Insurers relatively flat. We had Medibank Private down 1.4, QBE down 0.6, Suncorp down 0.8, ASX getting a bit of a beat up today, down 1.9%, GQG Partners down 2%, and we had Magellan as well. Let's just have a little look at Magellan. They were down 2.9%, so nowhere to run and nowhere to hide, as Martha would say. In healthcare, defensive in theory, not today. In fact, CSL down 0.6, Cochlear taking it badly, falling on deaf ears there, down 6.6%, Fisher & Paykel down 3.4%, and we saw Ramsey down a mere 0.6%, and Sonic down 0.6%, ResMed unchanged pretty much for the day. So nowhere to run, well, nowhere to hide certainly in those, nowhere to hide in the industrials either. Aristocrat down 2.1%, West Farmers down nearly 3%, Transurban got walloped today, so much for me liking Transurban, down 5.1% ahead of those toll rises yesterday, so ignore everything I say, probably best. Qantas down 4.2%, Brambles down 2.2%, and Reece down 3.2%, and other defensive, Woolies down 1%, Coles down 1.4%, Telstra easing back 0.8%, and old school platform stocks suffering as well. REA Group down 2.9%, Seek down 3.5%, car sales down a massive 7.8%. Big time sell-off there. Tech stocks also under the gun today. WiseTech Global down 5.6%, Xero down 4.3%, and the All Tech Index was down just over 3%, 3.1%. So that's the bad news, but as always, there's some good news in the market. For those that were long some of the resource stocks, they did much better today than the rest of the market. BHP was up 0.9%. Rio was up 2.7%. Gold mines also doing well today. Bullion firing ahead at the moment. We have Northern Star up 4.5%. Newcrest up 2.6%. Capricorn Metals, one of the biggest winners today, 8.7% higher. Evolution up 3.3%, so they were all doing well. Lithium, not so good today. We had Pilbara, which was down 1.3%, not a huge amount. Linus down 1.3%. Mineral Resources up a mere 12 cents or 0.18%. IGO down 1.7%. Energy stocks mixed, A little bit of profit taking ahead of the weekend in Whitehaven, down 1.9%, and Yancoal down 2.6%. Woodside falling 3 cents, and Santos up 7 cents, or 1%. So nothing very exciting in the oil stocks. In corporate news today, it was revealed that Core Lithium, not only did Gang Feng sell down recently from being a substantial shareholder, but now the company's raised a $100 million placement at $1.03. Interesting. But stock in suspension. TGR, Tassel Group, recommended takeover scheme, and Nick Falloon has exited Nine Entertainment. And of course, we've got the RBA meeting next week, just to keep us on our toes. And TPG got the responding to the ACCC views. So TPG today was down 0.8%. Nothing on the economic front today, but we did see Chinese data out today with the economy there failing to fire, but nothing really substantial there. Asian markets weaker, especially Japan, which is down over 2%. The rest of the China and Hong Kong not really doing too much. China down around 0.2 and Hong Kong down around 0.2. As far as US futures go, Dow futures at the moment down around 15 points. NASDAQ futures up around 9 points, and European markets set to open pretty flat, pretty much unchanged today. Second day of Porsche trade. Major movers in the market today. Well, Qualitas, QAL, not one that we normally follow, was up 8.8% today following a $440 million commitment there. Gold stocks, all good. Silver Lake up 7.3%, St. Barbara up 6.5%, Bellevue was up 6.4%. And we saw IKE also doing well today. That's IKE GPS Group. They were up 18.5% today. They had the results of their meeting, the chairman's address there at the AGM. So that was quite positive for them. Galileo, the Bohemian Rhapsody stock, was up 11.9% today, kicking higher. Punters liking that one. So we also saw SPL, which is Star Pharma, rising 9.7% today. They had their annual general meeting date announced, so not bad there. GSS also doing well today. That's Genetic Signatures, up 7.3%. ProMedicus, PME, falling 5.6%. Some profit-taking creeping in there. They had been a stellar performer, but that looks as if it's coming to a bit of an end at the moment. Nick Scali falling 6.1%. Ex-dividends today and a little extra. They were down 60 cents today, with the dividend was only 35 cents. So half of that fall was the dividend. 5EA, another tricky day for them. They're not doing too well today. They fell today by 13.98%. Let's call it 14%. Car sales down 7.8%. PolyNovo coming all the way back to where that director piled in previously, down 6.8%. Alchemy Resources, ALY, is our speculative stock of the day, up 35%. They won a ballot in a highly prospective lithium region. In terms of winners for grinners today across the board, QAL, Qualitas, Capricorn Metals, CMM, up 8.7%. We have talked about SLR, Silver Lake, Regis Resources, also doing well, St. Barbara, Bellevue Gold, APM, Human Services, up 5.3%, and Remelius, following that good broker upgrade and general gold sentiment turning around, RMS up 5.2%. In fact, all the top stocks today were pretty much gold stocks, the hedge in the storm at the moment. In the losing sector, though, in the losing stocks, in the naughty corner today, we had that 5EA down nearly 14%. Car sales also off. PolyNovo, Cochlear, Nick Scali, WiseTech, PME, and PointsBet falling 5.6%. Positive sectors today were the gold miners and the iron ore stocks. Everything else was red across the board. It looked like the Red Wedding from Game of Thrones, especially in the banking sector, which had a horrible tough day, down 2.3%, pretty much was the index. Gold higher in Aussie dollar terms, 25.63. Bitcoin pushing higher, steady really, 19,454 US dollars. A fun token, the Aussie dollar around 64.94. 10-year yields a smidge higher, 3.94. And as I say, US futures at the moment a little bit mixed, and European futures showing a little bit of a flat opening there. In corporate news, in a little more detail, Talga had reported a FY NPAT of a loss of 35.9 versus a year ago of just over 19.9 million. They fell 5.2% on that news. Sandfire Resources, also news today. The CEO and MD, Carl Simic, to step down effective immediately and updated their FY23 guidance. Telex, which had a bit of a shocker yesterday, I think it was, when their European Ilu6 was pulled. But they did say the first patient had been dosed with that drug in New Zealand. Stock rose 1.3%. A2 Milk, also in the corporate news sense today, provided guidance update. First quarter sales marginally ahead of plan, up 0.6%. And we saw Qualitas secured a $440 million commitment from Global Institution for Construction Debt Fund, number 2. Total committed now to funds under management, $5.33 billion, which is up 25% year to date. That's about it on company news today. In terms of Asian markets, China heading for that one-week golden holiday next week. And we saw factory activity continuing to struggle in September. The official manufacturing PMI rose to 50.1, so slightly in the expansionary territory. So it was up from 49.4. Non-manufacturing, which measures activity in the construction and services sector, fell to 50.6 from 52.6 in August. That was lower than the consensus estimate of 52.4. And the Caixin private gauge and manufacturing activity falling as well, 48.1 in September from 49.5. So not good news there for China. And South Korean chip production falls for the first time in 4 years. Looking across to European headlines, we have Germany, which is adopting a $200 billion energy aid package, which obviously involves more than just turning the lights off when you go to bed. Truss, though, Liz Truss in the UK, is facing an interesting weekend ahead of her as she heads up the Conservative Party conference. Labour is ahead by 33% in the polls. 33%. No wonder she's turned crazy Ivan. Nothing probably to lose in terms of her policies. She can get very creative, but certainly Labour a shoo-in, it looks like, for the next election. And Meta has announced a hiring freeze, and Russia set today to annex 4 former Ukrainian territories today. 4 regions in Ukraine that Russia has captured, they will be annexing, which makes it a bit of an issue if anyone tries to take them back, much like with Crimea, in that they can be accused of attacking Mother Russia themselves. And a disaster has been declared in Florida from Hurricane Ian, which is now heading to Carolina. Well, that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday.